It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Multi-talented and about to get paid big time. Mike, the situation coming up here in about 10 seconds. You guys remember when he released his rap song?
Let's go. Whoa, you got a situation.
Mike, the situation from the Jersey Shore, joining The Burt Show this morning. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
How are you, dude? What's going on with you, man? Well, there's a lot going on with you, right?
It's always crazy. Very, very busy, but like I said, in these days, I guess, you know, you're blessed to be busy, right?
Wow, this is a really, really crappy connection. Yeah, is there any way?
Bad situation on your hands right now.
We got a bad situation.
Not a good phone situation.
This is not a good situation.
It's a bad situation. We could barely.
I said that to the, you know, the last person. It was a bad connection, and the situation was rectified. But I guess we still have the situation on our hands. We have to go to DEFCON 5.
Yeah, explain to us exactly what's going on, and hopefully we can get every other word here and understand it, because I don't think it's really clear. Like, I don't know that you got a lot of fans on your side on this one, because I think people are probably looking at you going, look, a couple years ago, a couple months ago, nobody knew who y'all were. And now you guys are fighting for $30,000 an episode. So tell everybody
To be honest with you, nobody's fighting for anything. I mean, you know, as for negotiations, I really can't speak of any negotiations, but there's definitely no fighting, definitely from me. I can definitely tell you that. I was never fighting from any point at any particular time. Obviously, if you read most of the stories, I am at the end of the paragraph, you know, by saying not fighting, you know, pretty much, you know, I'm, you know, in a good position, so to speak.
So has MTV negotiated a different deal with you than they are the rest of the cast? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. I'm just saying that, that I have never complained in any way. I'm saying that, you know, the situation is under control, pretty much as for negotiations, like I said, that's a pretty touchy subject, and I really, you know, like I said, can't really speak too much about that particular question.
We're talking to Mike, the situation from MTV's Jersey Shore. Can you at least tell us if you guys are currently in production, or are some of you guys holding on?
Yes, we are, like I said, as far as I know, set to start on Wednesday, as far as I know.
But I mean, as it's been reported today, you guys are holding out to shoot the next season. So
The third season.
So is that true? Or?
I can't speak for anybody else, but I'm ready to go. And like I said, I mean, as far as I know, the show, you know, will go on, and if there is a situation with anybody else, it will be fixed, and you know, in time for whatever, you know, needs to be, you know, shot. Because I know for a fact that Wednesday, which is tomorrow, is the day, and I'm ready to go. I'm packed and ready, and I'm pretty sure everybody else is.
Okay, since you can't talk about facts, let's talk about hypotheticals then. Let's just say that the cast couldn't come to terms with MTV, but you could. Would you consider doing the Jersey Shore with a separate cast?
You know what? I would have to go back to the drawing board and probably call up a couple of my buddies at the show and find out what their situation is and if we could all come to some sort of, you know, how they can come to some sort of agreement. Because I believe that, you know, everybody on the show has their own role. It's not just one person, so. I would call up probably Paulie and find out what, you know, what was going on. You know, eventually, I'm sure he would, you know, tell me, you know, if there was an issue. But like I said, I'm pretty sure that everything will be worked out if it's not worked out already by now.
So you were just saying the situation that everybody on the show has their own role on the show. To me, from the outside looking in, you guys are all caricatures of people who hang out on the Jersey Shore. And you're sort of like, this it's almost like this like parody of this subculture that's there in the Jersey Shore. I'm just wondering, like, are you guys aware that you're characterized in this way and you're sort of just kind of making the best of it?
To be honest with you, you can't please everybody in life. And I'm sure there were millions of viewers, obviously. We all know that. And
right.
I'm sure there's certain people that love it and certain people that hate it. Just like the same with, you know, your radio show. I'm sure not everybody loves it and not everybody hates it. So,
nobody
you know,
wants
it's the same thing with, you know, our show. You know, it's, you
I
know,
guess
you can't
my question
everybody
is...
in life and it appeals to a certain demographic. Certain people may think of it as a joke. Some people may think of it entertaining. Some people love it. And that just goes back to the fact that everybody has their own opinion and there's lots of people in this world. And, you know, it's hard to please everybody.
So you guys understand that you're sort of like playing these caricatures of yourselves, really. And you're kind of in on it.
To be honest with you on that one, again, that would be your opinion.
I guess that was just
my question. You're saying that we are playing some sort of character and that we are in on some sort of hypothetical joke. But when in fact, you know, we are just being ourselves, young adults in our 20s, and living, working, and partying together, someone has to be a camera there, and whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
And,
gotcha.
you know, just what happens that most of us on the show are Italian, and, or 80% or whatever it is, 85% mostly, and, that's just what it is. We have certain styles and very similar styles that may not have been seen on TV, and it's pretty edgy and forward, and it's been pretty popular. Actually, in my opinion, but I think it's one of the biggest shows on MTV history. So, obviously, myself including, we weren't doing too much bad, so to speak, when obviously it became one of the biggest TV shows on MTV history.
Have you thought about life after the Jersey Shore yet, Mike? Like, I mean, eventually this thing's going to come to an end. So.
Yeah, obviously. Every ride comes to its end. But, you know, that's why you have planning and you have businesses and you have other ventures besides that. You know, maybe you decide to come out with, a workout video, or maybe you decide to come out with a book, or, mm-hmm. There's a song on iTunes, there's a vodka we're teaming up with, there's a liqueur that we possibly are teaming up with as well. So there's a number of, the situation is trademarked, and, I do have my own company, my family works my company, and underneath that company, like I said, is the trademark situation, GTL, Situation Nation, all that other things, and, underneath that we have, our clothing label, which obviously is Situation, but that is sponsored by Diligas. We also are, approached and, completed, I believe, the Situation's Guide to Every Situation. These are pretty much finished products right now. They're done. So when there's a book, an iPhone app, obviously the song, which is on iTunes, is actually doing very well. There's actually two products in GNC right now. So I must have planned after Jersey Shore the day after I came home.
Wow.
Because there's almost about 8 to 10 products out right now.
And the premiere of season 2 is next...
It is July 29th.
July 29th. Okay. All right, Mike. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Man, if I never heard the word situation,
wow.
I'd be all right.
How can you do situation?
I was indifferent, and I am no longer a fan. He is annoying.
Well, it was a combination of things.
The phone line was tough.
I mean, if you're a production company and you're setting these things up, why are you setting up the dude that's doing the interviews on such a crappy phone line? So I'm irritated initially. And then second, you're on a freaking reality TV show. Don't tell me you can't talk about things that are going on behind the scenes. That's your life, you know? So tell us what's going on the TV show, you know? And then thirdly, if I had a dollar for every time he said the situation,
wow.
I'd be like Donald Trump right now. That was irritating.
I want to point out, though, that I never had to use the word joke.
He did.
Yeah. That's right. Awesome.
I have a feeling it wasn't the first time that he's heard that word.
I maneuvered around it, and he said
well.
It twice.
He
called himself a joke.
Maybe it was more clear for you guys, but I know in my headphones, I could barely.
It
just sounded like one long run-on sentence, you know?
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE.
Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.